interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
I'm not sure if this first story is a follow-up, because I don't know if we caught it the first time around, but it sounds somewhat familiar. But if not, maybe it's new to you. The trial of a man in Alabama. He was allegedly, he was supposed to go on trial Monday. The trial was supposed to start for Mickey Joel Polk. Mickey Joel Polk from Limestone County, Alabama, allegedly kept a squirrel high on methamphetamines so it would attack people. And this has been delayed. I guess it's going to be continued.
I seem to remember
at the
this.
End of February.
Yeah, I remember this story.
He faces charges of possession of a wild animal, stolen property, and possession of a weapon by a felon. He was arrested in June of 2019. The 39-year-old was also arrested December 23rd, 2021, for a chemical endangerment and trafficking methamphetamines, as well as some drug and weapons charges. You know,
could you tell,
before Christmas.
Could you tell the difference between a methed-up squirrel and a non-methed-up squirrel? I'm not sure that I could.
Yeah, I'm not sure. After busting him for all the drugs, they also found a caged squirrel. And they said that that Polk would feed meth to the animal to keep it aggressive. And they said they released the squirrel into a wooded area. They said there's no safe way to test the squirrel for meth, according to Limestone County Sheriff Mike Blakesley. And after the bust, they said it garnered some in national fame. So that's why I was thinking maybe we heard from this dude. But they said the claim that the squirrel was on drugs. He denied he fed the squirrel any meth. I hope that goes to court and they have to go back and forth, you know, cross-examination and all that kind of stuff.
Well, if he really is on meth, I guarantee you I'll see him in that Walgreens parking lot that I go to. Because that's where I see most of that activity happening.
But, you know, I mean, does that mean his hair on his fur on his tail would be kind of...
Yeah, it's up on end.
You know, either on end or like missing in spots and it just comes out in chunks or...
Teeth.
How do you know that...
What about the teeth?
Yeah, those two front teeth that squirrel has.
The teeth would be very important for a squirrel.
Yeah.
Can't lose those. That's not a good drug for a squirrel to get hooked on. Meth. Not a good one for him at all. You know, if you're in jail, you're in prison. I don't care how clean an operation you're running in prison. You're playing by all the rules. I don't care. When it's cell check time, you're going to be nervous. Because you don't know. Maybe
your roommate brought something.
Yeah,
your cellmate.
Something, you're going to get caught up in all that. Somebody planted something in there. It's going to be nervous times.
I get nervous when the lights come on behind me and I know I wasn't even doing anything wrong.
That's right.
You just get nervous.
Well, this guy had good reason to be nervous in India, this inmate, when they announced the cell check, because he had a cell phone on him. And so they come down to his cell, and just as they're about to pop into his cell, he realizes, I can't go down for this. Could mean solitary for me. If they catch me with this, I got to swallow it. And so he did. And they were very suspicious of this guy, this inmate. The jail guards were, the prison officials, prison guards were, because he was acting all kinds of funny, and they knew he had swallowed something. So they brought him in, and then they ended up giving him one of those, what do you say, endoscopies?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there it was in the X-ray. There it was in his abdomen. He had the cell phone right in there. And so
his cell phone.
Yes. So eventually he was able to discharge the cell phone. But that was literally a cell check.
Yes.
They went to check the cell. They found the cell. He ate the cell is what he did.
And finally, John, Saturday in Vero Beach, Florida, the cops got a call about 30-year-old Eric Bennett, who was, quote, visibly intoxicated on some unknown substance. So as the cops are talking to him, they notice his pockets are filled with something, and they were kind of bulging out. And they're thinking, this might be a weapon. We gotta ask him straight up, you know, you got any weapons on you? And he said, no, I don't have any weapons, but I do have a bag full of syringes in my pocket. He said, but don't get it all wrong. Don't get it twisted. These syringes aren't for drugs. They're for fishing. And he said he used them for fishing, but didn't elaborate. He did not have any other fishing equipment with him. So they continued to search, and they found a cigarette pack with a bag of fentanyl inside. So they arrested him for possession of that. But, you know.
You ever see that when you're out fishing? I know you like to fish.
You know.
Did a lot of that growing up?
You ever
see that syringe fishing?
You know, the fish comes to the surface and you stick him real quick and then he kind of like passes out or something. Then you just put him in your net.
Yeah.
And then you're, you know, your cooler or whatever. Yeah, I guess it could work.
Maybe it's a humane way for the fish to go.
The fish is like, yeah, it's cool, man.
Everything's good now.
I'll go with you then.